Karina LeBlanc, I'll get closer.
And you hear a lot of talk about the office and everything like that, but you didn't really get much in close. Everything was from far.
No, I mean,
you talk a little bit about the team defense in the back line?
I think we just did a good job. To be honest with you, I think our defense started from the top. We had high pressure, and that allowed us to see the game the way we wanted to see the game. And I think it was a full defensive effort, and I think we had a couple of problems and a couple of three balls, but I think we just played a smart game defensively and together. And I think that's huge going into, again, qualifiers, because we have to be organized, because we're going to come up against different systems of playing and different styles of playing. So as long as we defensively play the way we just managed, we'll be successful.
So obviously, you know, a sweet goal there, 99 times out of 100,
yeah,
you're going to stop. You know, is there any silver lining there that happened in this game and not in the qualifying game?
Kids, don't do this at home. You know, I mean, I'm glad I can laugh about it now, you know. It's just one of those things. I don't think I will ever let in a goal like that again. And, you know, it was, that's all I got to say about it. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things that happens. And, you know, at halftime, the girls are like, we'll get it back, don't worry about it. So I think it just showed how strong our team was. And, you know, again, nothing is going to break us.
And the Chinese head coach said after the match that they were lucky to have a scoreline of only 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a, you know, an honest comment?
I just think we moved the ball so well tonight, and we had movement off the ball, and we just played with the passion that Sterling has brought to this program. And, you know, to be able to leave Canada with that kind of feeling and leave the fans feeling proud of us, I mean, I think that's just a great way to exit and go into the qualifiers. And we created a lot of good chances, you know, and that's what we have to be going into the qualifiers. It's a good feeling.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Thank you.
If I can just ask you a quick, nothing about the game tonight, actually.
Okay.
Just some reactions between you and the Chinese team. Two questions, cool. So first of all, what was your reaction going to China in April and playing over there?
Great. You know, we've been to China several times, you know, for the World Cup and one time at 12. Like, just we've been there a lot. So, you know, I mean, China is just a great country, and we love playing against them. You know, they really have a great support system against them, and, I mean, with them when we're there. So I think it was great for them to come here and, you know, even out the battlefield.
And you're one of the louder players on the field, and I asked a couple of your teammates, and they said no to this question, but is there any type of communication between you guys, your team, and the Chinese team?
No. I don't think in the women's game there's too much back and forth. I think it's just play the game, enjoy it. And
so no rivalries between the teams?
No.
All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Okay.